Exodus chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. The reaction of the Hebrews to the news that Pharaoh was tightening the screw. Verse 19. The Israelite foremen realized they were in trouble when they were told, "You can't reduce the number of the bricks, but you've got no straw." And when they left Pharaoh, they found Moses and Aaron waiting to meet them. Now what is happening here is the conversation, if we can call it that, between the Israelite, the Hebrew foreman, and Moses and Aaron. But I'm sure that the Israelite foremen are speaking really for the Hebrew people in general. This is the reaction of the Hebrews to Moses and Aaron and the news that Pharaoh was not yielding, but was refusing and stubbornly digging his heels in and making things 10 times worse, 100 times worse for the Hebrew people. When they left Pharaoh, they found Moses and Aaron waiting to meet them. I can imagine that Moses and Aaron would have been somewhat anxious about this. What would Pharaoh say? How would the Hebrews respond? And they didn't have to wait long, because the foreman say, "May the Lord look upon you and judge you. You have made us a stench to Pharaoh and his officials, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." A bitter, acrid, acidic, sharp retort response to Moses and Aaron. "You have made things infinitely worse for us." Now, it wasn't long before, chapter 4, verse 31, that they were believing Moses and Aaron. They were rejoicing in what the Lord was going to do. They gladly received it. "Oh, yes, it's all going to go well now. Deliverance, success, happiness, a land of our own." And yet, within these few hours, everything has turned sour. How fickle these people are. But of course, it happened to our Lord Jesus. One day they cry, "Hosanna." Before the breath is out of their body almost, they're crying, "Crucify, crucify, away with him. His blood be on us and on our children." How fickle is man. You see, they expected immediate results. They were in the quick fix mode. They believed in snap-on tools. And they thought that Moses and Aaron would go and Pharaoh would buckle and so on. And yet, God had warned Moses. And I believe the Hebrews had been warned. Chapter 3, verse 19. Chapter 4, verses 21 to 23. Pharaoh's going to dig his heels in. He's going to refuse. He's going to harden his heart. I will harden his heart. Things are going to get darker before they get brighter. It will be the darkest hour before the dawn. But the Hebrew foreman, speaking for the Hebrew people, I'm sure, want to give up. "Therefore, let's get out of this." And they turn on the messengers, Moses and Aaron. Yesterday, I might say, they were fighting them. Now, they want to destroy them. They can't abide them. I've mentioned the Lord Jesus. "Hosanna, crucify." You get the same in Acts 14 with Paul and Barnabas at Lystra. One minute they want to make them into gods, and the next minute they stone them to death. This is how it is with the human race. This is how it is with the human mind. This is what man is like. They want quick results. And Moses and Aaron are waiting. And they get it between the eyeballs. "You have made us. You have brought this upon us. You for preaching this nonsense. You for taking this stand. You've made things harder for us." If Pharaoh had wanted to drive a wedge between Moses and Aaron and the people, he has succeeded. But you see, the people are judging wrongly, aren't they? They're judging by sense. They're judging by what they can see. Yes, things have got hard. But God warned them of it. They should have walked by faith. This is a challenge to me, brother and sister. Is it a challenge to you? It should be. Don't we walk by faith? We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We live in the realm of believing, don't we? We want success, yes. We go to labor for God. We speak for Him. We write something for Him. We preach something for Him. We talk to a neighbor. We witness and it goes sour or it goes nowhere or we meet with apathy or indifference or whatever. Do we let our hands hang down and our knees go feeble? Hebrews 10 verse 36. After we've done the will of God, you know, we need patience. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. I keep quoting it, but that's the truth of it. We do judge by what we can see. We walk by faith, though. Is it not a principle, it seems, with God? Things go difficult before they go, well, look at Jesus on the cross. It was his biggest disaster, wasn't it? No, no, no. It appeared like that. It was a catastrophe, wasn't it? It looked like that. But it was his greatest glory. As Peter can preach on the day of Pentecost, you intended it. You destroyed him. You're responsible. But God was in it all. You crucified him. Joseph could say it. We saw that back in Genesis. You intended it for bad, he said to his brothers, but God intended it for good. Look at my life. It was a terrible mess, he said, but God was ordaining it all for good. My brothers and sisters, history is full of examples of men and women who have been deprived and suffered, but in their suffering and deprivation, they have used their silence, as it were, to write or speak or publish or in some way spread the gospel and witness for Christ. And their testimony in their silence, so-called, in their obscurity, has meant more than all their work for Christ when they were in public display. Unbeliever. The natural man, the man himself, is a fickle creature. We want immediate results. This is the age for immediate results. Khrushchev said, we've been out in space, he said, and we haven't found God. Well, he was wearing the wrong spectacles, and he was using the wrong dipstick. He was looking in the wrong direction. My friend, do not judge by events. Look at God in His Word. Believe His Word. I know it doesn't look like it, but one day soon the heavens are going to rend asunder and Christ will appear again in judgment. Be ready for that day. And there is only one way to be ready for that day. To be in Christ now by faith and repentance. So repent. Now. So believe. So trust Christ now. Yield to Him, submit to Him, call upon Him, cast yourself upon Him, cleave to Him. Walk by faith and not by sight. But the main lesson surely is for me as a believer, and for you, brother and sister in Christ. You are trying to serve Christ, and yet things seem to be difficult. You have need of patience. The end of the Lord is not yet. The last chapter is not yet written. Go on. And whatever disappointments you meet now, and however difficult, go on and serve the Lord. How Moses and Aaron must have been hurt by this response. My friend, go on again and serve God. Look at William Carey. He's got all these translations in manuscript form ready, and then it's destroyed by fire. What does he do? He gets up next morning. And he starts again. That is how it must be with us, brother and sister. We are fickle too. Judge not the Lord by these events. Look to his promise. Trust his word. God's purpose must ripen fast. It will come to pass as he has promised and decreed.